Motivated, I'm the truth. Going hard in the booth. All my dreams is coming true. If I can make it, you can too. Wasn't in a skipping school. Had to play by the rules. If you got dreams, don't be a fool. The process make it even cool. Gotta really pay attention. And right there is tunnel vision. Can't be falling, can't be slipping. This world full of competition. If you really trying to grow, you gotta make the right decision.
Welcome back. Know what I mean? We are back. Expansion team. Know what I mean? I just called this episode, know what I mean, the check-in. That's all we doing right now, know what I mean? Checking back in, know what I mean? We've been going for a few months. But, know what I mean? We back. So, I ain't saying we going to be back every weekend, know what I'm saying, until football season. But I'm just saying, know what I mean? Just checking on this episode, man. And first and foremost, let me say thank y'all, everybody, for all the success we've been having. Please continue to like, share, rate, review. Y'all showing us a lot of love on them lives. We started going live on YouTube. Man, the views we've been getting is incredible. We hit like a million, like a couple weeks ago. That was like, we hit like a million views in a day. Man, Earn told me the last live that we did, that joint is at like something like 1.75 million or something like that, man. So by the time you listen to this, man, please go listen to that last live again. You know what I mean? And try to get that to 2 million for us, man. We're trying to get that to 2 million, man. But 1.75 million in like 4 days is like amazing. But we appreciate that, man. But I said, I mean, first and foremost, know what I mean? Let me reintroduce my bro Woods. What's going on, bro?
Hey, much, man. How you doing, man? Just congratulate y'all on your success, man. Some major numbers right there. And just keep up the positive work, man. Just proud of y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We appreciate that, man. Hopefully we can get this show. Now I mean we can get it to where as we can do more with this. Now I mean I kinda got some plans that we're gonna try to do some more this season. We're gonna see if it work out for us, man. I'm really trying to grow this show. Now I mean the whole sports thing, whole expansion team, because I want this. My thoughts about the expansion team is just not me and you. It's kind of like whenever somebody want to talk about sports, you just call it expansion team. You know what I mean? So it could be anybody. You know what I mean? My man Earn can get on here. You know what I mean? We want it to whereas you might get on here. You know what I mean? And of course, up on your phone or whatever, or you out or whatever, and be able to do that. You know what I mean? Just our sports division could just be called expansion team. So that's kind of like how I envisioned it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. The views that we getting, man, incredible. Incredible, man. Now, I mean, we appreciate that. Now, I mean, especially that though, a couple weeks ago when we got a million views in one day. That was, man, that's crazy, man. You know what I mean? Earn just told me today, the last one we did last week, it did like on 1.75 million. So please help us get that 1 to 2 million for us. Now, I mean, we appreciate that. Know what I mean, if y'all haven't go checked it out, know what I mean, check it out. If y'all checked it out already, do me a favor and check it out again. But yeah, man, like I said, man, we just wanted to do an episode to check in because know what I mean, it's been a while. Know what I mean, people been asking about it. Know what I mean, people have been asking about you. So first and foremost, how's everything going on with you?
Everything is good, man. Just been out here working, just trying to, maintain life, mm-hmm. and enjoying basketball season, seeing what these Sixers doing. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing nothing major right now, man. Mm-hmm. I got it, man. Just keep it in the flow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, man, that's good to hear because people want to know about you and all that. Now, I mean, they've been asking, trying to get more from us, but I'm like, man, we both working. Now I mean we're working a lot right now, yeah. So it ain't as simple. Like some people gotta understand, we are not full time content creators. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like this is not our main thing. This is like something that I started doing it for fun as a hobby, and it turned into something because the views we started getting got serious. But we still not full-time content creators. So that's why y'all be like, how come y'all don't like shoot videos and stuff like that or vlog like our whole day and stuff like that? Man, we getting up still going to work. You know what I mean? So it's not like I said, we are not full-time content creators. Now, I mean, the way things is going with that, now, I mean, we might be able to step into that and get that, you know what I mean? Because I got some ideas and stuff like that, you know what I mean, as things go along. But we're going to be able to give you some more stuff because I got some ideas that we're going to try to do, especially for this upcoming football season. But, yeah, man, that's why we can't give y'all as much as y'all might like, or we can't check in, like every single day. Because we still, I mean, like I said, this is still, like, I'm not going to say a hobby, because it's turned more into it's more than a hobby now, but it's not a full-time thing yet. We, like, kind of in the middle with it. So, now, I mean, hopefully, now we can start giving y'all some more stuff. You know what I mean? Like you said, you know what I mean? Especially, I got some ideas for some stuff that we can do this upcoming football season. So, I'm trying to line stuff up to where we can get that stuff done so we can have more content for the people. But,
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I mean, it ain't football season right now, but the draft just happened. The draft just passed. So we just going to get into what your thoughts were about the draft. I don't know if I don't think we need to go through every single team and all that. But we just want to talk about maybe what some of the highlights that you thought was good. Some of the picks that you might, that you might thought wasn't good, you know what I'm saying? Or who you thought may had a good draft, who you thought may have a so-so draft, who you thought didn't draft good at all. So, I mean, whatever you want to feel about, like I said, this episode is just, I just called this episode to check in, you know what I mean? So we ain't really got no rhyme or reason to that episode, you know what I mean? We just really checking in for the people, so, for the people that have an accent. For people that have been asking about us, know what I'm saying? So we just wanted to get them an episode. Now you let us know what I mean, that you still alive and well, know what I mean? Like you just people like, hey, you just disappeared. Now I ain't just disappeared, but football season was over. Like I said, we not full-time content creators. So it's not like we gotta try to fit this in what we do in with everyday life, you know what I mean? So whatever you want to talk about, you want to talk about the draft, you want to talk about whatever happened off season, man, listen, it ain't got to be football. Yeah. It could be what you want to talk about, basketball, the playoffs, whatever, know what I mean? The show can go wherever way you want it to go, because the people been asking about you, know what I'm saying? So now I just want to hear from you. So whatever you want to talk about, basketball, football, whatever.
All right, well, I guess since I brought up earlier, I just want to get this out the way, you know, about the Sixers. We've been playing good this series. We should have won game two up in New York, but they cheated us. Give us a foul call at the end or whatever. But anyway, I just want to, acknowledge the type of play that we're doing that we actually showing some heart at game five up in New York. I mean, shit, I didn't even really watch it. I was at work, but I just thought we was going to lay down and quit. I'm so used to them Doc River teams, them closeout games. We'd be fucking laying down and quitting, man. So I want to, acknowledge that we just showed a lot of heart that game. And I also want to say this game six, that the Philadelphia fans, man, we need to show up and show out, man. Because the last game that was in Philadelphia, man, they let New York take over, man. Mm. And that shit was kind of embarrassing, man. Did you see, like, all the videos of the New York fans in the stadium, you know what I'm saying, fucking B, and just having all these type of chants up in the lobby and all that? That shit was embarrassing, man. They really took over our fucking stadium, man. Like, we be Philadelphia. I can see where B coming from. We supposed to be a sports town. Everybody, coming at B saying he whining and shit, but, like, I don't know, man. I know the Eagles fans is different. They on a different level than Sixers fans. Like, the Eagles fans, they wanted that shit happen. But I just look at Philadelphia as a whole, like, we is a sports town, man. We should have more pride than that, man. We should be selling our tickets to these New York fans and all that, man. Like, I know the Sixers have been disappointing, but we got to show up, man, and don't let them take over like that, because, I mean, I really was embarrassed, man. I got into New York radio because I work near New York. I be working up North Jersey. So I listen to sports talk radio all the time, and they don't respect us, man. They always talking bad about us, you know, talking about you can't spell Philly without two L's and just be losers. It's just a lot of dumbass comments I be hearing, man. So I just want to say I was disappointed, man. I hope that we show up for this game 6 and show our support, man. I don't know if we're going to win or not. Hopefully we do. But we really got to get behind this team, man, because I really do want to beat this New York Knicks team. I mean, they got nothing special. They got Jalen Brunson, and that's it, man. They got other good role players, but no other stars. I mean, we shut down. Well, let Jalen Brunson go off and just shut down all the other role players, and we'd be all right, man. That's what I think.
Okay. All right.
But did you see that shit though when they took over our stadium? That shit was embarrassing, man.
Nah, man.
You ain't see it.
I ain't get to see much of a game yet. I seen a couple minutes of one of the games, but man, like I said, I've been running around. Like I said, I be working. Then, you know, when I ain't working, you know what I mean? I'm doing the stuff for the podcast. You know what I mean? Now we doing the lives and all this and that. So this is starting to, the more content started to take up more of my free time. So, like I said, the podcast and all that be taking up a lot of my free time. So I ain't sat and watched the whole game yet. Tell you the truth, I have not sat and watched the whole game yet. You know what I mean? I ain't seen the game, man. And I'm probably, you know what I mean? I'm not even 10 minutes from the stadium, and I ain't seen the game yet. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm down here in South. I'm down here in South Philly. You know what I mean? The only time I know, I only know it's a game. The only way I know it's a game is because it's the traffic. I'm saying, I'm going for the traffic. I wouldn't even know it was a game going on. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Like you saying, yeah. Now, I mean, Philly most definitely got to represent, man. Like I said, man, this ain't the same. It's not the same energy as when, like, if a team like back when, like Iverson was playing for him and all that, man, that wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, what you saying would not have happened, man. Now, I mean, wouldn't allow that. Now, I mean, they would not allow that to be born. For one, they wouldn't be doing all that saying fuck Iverson and all this and that. It's a different energy, man. It's a different energy. I personally, it's not the same. I don't know if it's because I may be older and I may not have the same attachment to this team that I had with the Iverson teams back when we were younger. But yeah, man, the energy is different. I mean, everything different. The ownership is different. The team is different. It's just a whole different energy, man. That team, when you had, what was the man owner? It was Pat Croce, right? Pat Croce?
The owner, yeah, back then,
them teams with AI on there, everybody, you know what I mean, with them on there, and the owner, Larry Brown, that whole energy, you know what I'm saying, was raw, rough, rugged, you know what I'm saying, Larry Brown,
yeah,
you know what I mean, you know what I mean, Larry, listen, Larry Brown was no joke, you know what I mean, Larry Brown was no joke, attitude wise and all that. Man, he was no joke, man. Iverson was no joke. Even Pat Croce. You know what I'm saying? He was like a fun-loving guy, but nah, tough. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
From the ownership, the coaching, the players, it was toughness, man. You're not coming in here doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
See, but this is a different era. You know what I mean? We not doing we acting like we best friends and all this and that, and we swapping jerseys and all that. We trading jerseys and all that, and signing the jerseys and this and that. Nah, yo. Nah, we not. I understand it's a new time. You know what I mean? It's a new time.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have dared did that back then. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't have dared did that back then. But it's a different time. It's a different energy. It's not the same energy. It's just not. It's not. Come on now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to listen to, you know what I mean? I mean, I did catch some stuff off of Twitter. You know what I mean? Fat Joe talking shit. You know what I'm saying? And all this and that.
Oh, man.
I'm like, Yeah,
That's
man.
what I'm saying, man. They all these celebrities, man. They in their bag, man. Like I don't know if you've seen the highlights of the game that just happened in New York. You know, after Maxey hit that shot to tie the game up, he walking off the court and Tracy Morgan giving him the finger. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn. Like, I mean, like, we need some artists there to come down. What was it? The last game we had in Philly, we had Dawn Skelly there. You know, Iverson always there. Dr. J, but. Like, who's the other Philly celebrities, man? We need more to show up, man, besides that boy that made 6 cents at the record boy. He always on there. But we need, like, Will Smith and Beans. Where Beans at?
Nah, man.
I don't know, Gilly.
Yeah, nah, man. Damn. We got to get the Broad Street Bully down there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got to get the Broad Street Bully down there right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Now, I mean, we need some of that type energy. Not many people doing what they feel. That's because you ain't got no goons in the building. You know what I mean? You ain't got that type of energy. You know what I mean? But people feel comfortable trying to come in and just take over your house. Come on, man. You ain't supposed to be able to do that. You're not supposed to be able to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where go at? I didn't know the government. I don't know if he's still, you know what I mean, in Philly around this time. You know, I don't know if he's still live in the area, I assume you do, but I mean, now he should be able to, you know, be courtside, you know what I mean? Bring you know what I mean, some of his goons, you know what I mean? But we just gotta represent more, man, because that was just embarrassing, man. That really was, man. Now New York took over. But I mean, that's just something I'm about to get off my chest, man. That's nothing major. Hopefully the Sixers will prevail in this series. You know, in the last few years, we just always coming up short, always choking. And you know what made it worse that last game was in Philly when we lost? You know, with James Harden, he was out there balling in L.A. Like, doctors couldn't catch a break that day, man. We get rid of Harden, and he's still balling. You know, Clippers winning and all that shit. That was just hard. That was just a bad day for me, man. But I digress, man.
Yeah, but
we can move on to the football now. I just want to get that off my chest, man.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about that, but now I mean, let's keep on basketball for a minute. I want to ask you this, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's talk. The talk now is, what's my man name? That's balling for Minnesota, Anthony Edwards, right?
Anthony Edwards,
yeah, right. Him and other guys. People are saying that LeBron and them and Steph and them, it's the changing of the guard right now, and that's they're becoming like the old generation, you know what I'm saying? And the new generation is starting to like, you know what I mean, apply that pressure and they're forced to take over. You know what I mean? So a lot of people are saying that, you know, the whole LeBron era, you know, which you know, LeBron era, you know, that includes like Steph, you know, KD and all of them. People saying that that's coming that's coming to an end. Now I mean, everybody's a lot of people are talking about that now, saying that, now I mean, how what's going on right now is showing that the change is happening. You know what I mean? So I think the last little like stronghold of that, like that generation, probably is the Clippers with like Paul George. You know what I'm saying? They probably the last of, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna say old school like the old, but the last generation. You know what I mean? That now. Now this generation is starting to establish their dominance and kind of like push them along, like, you know what I mean? Y'all not the end all be not, know what I mean? Y'all don't carry the game no more. Know what I'm saying? Y'all not the end all be in the NBA. Know what I mean? We starting to be that now. You know what I mean? We the ones that everybody coming to see. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? People come to see us too. Know what I'm saying? Y'all don't carry the lead no more. We do. So a lot of people are starting to say that you know. That thing, the whole changing of the guard thing in the NBA is starting to happen. So how you feel about that?
Well, I say as far as like what the people want to watch, I can't. I really don't know because I still feel like people still like to see LeBron and stuff as far as national with the TV audience and all that. But as far as just the actual game going and who's going to be winning. I think Steph, LeBron, all of them, I think their time as far as winning it is over. Unless it's, you know, rumblings of Kevin Durant and LeBron, you know, trying to get on the same team next year. I mean, if that happened, then they got a chance. But other than that, yeah, man, this is time for the new people to take over, man. I don't know if you consider, like, where would you put the Joker, the guy in Denver? Is he part of the new class or are he part of the old class? Because Denver, I don't think they're going to be going nowhere anytime soon.
I think, see, he kind of like in the middle, but I think he can be more of, I think he can survive, you know what I'm saying? He can survive and because he kind of like right in the middle. So I feel like he could be considered part of like the new school and all that, you know what I'm saying? Now I mean the newer generation. Okay. He could somewhat be considered part of like the new, considered like part of the newer generation. Kind of like how, like, I feel like even though Embiid been around for some years now, he's still, to me, he's not a part of the whole LeBron generation to me. Even though he's been around for a minute, it feel like he's more new school. You know what I'm saying? It just feel that way. Now I mean, them two, I feel like, are a part of the new school generation, even though they've been around for a few years. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, for some odd reason, I just feel like that for some reason. I just think that
it's definitely over then. I mean, if you saying that, then I mean, them old heads is a wrap for them, man. I mean, Jokic, like I said, he's gonna be around for a minute, and B, he got another 3 years of, you know, dominance in him. But yeah, man, as far as the audience part, what I was trying to say, like, I'm not sure if people want to watch Oklahoma City because they got a great-ass team, young team. But I don't think they do numbers as far as ratings. Minnesota, I mean, Everest, he's going to be a future MVP, I think. But right now, I still don't think they get TV ratings. I think LeBron, Curry, all them names, they want to still bring in the television ratings. Yeah, but, you know, I don't know, but that's what I think.
Yeah, because you got a whole, yeah, it's the whole thing of, like you said, it's sports entertainment, but, you know, it's business. You know what I mean? Those people are household names now. Now I'm saying LeBron, you know, LeBron, Steph, you know what I mean, KD, they are household names. See, a lot of people don't even know Anthony Edwards. You know what I'm saying? He balling, but he's not a household name. Now, I mean, people that are tuned in, and that's locked into basketball know him because he's doing his thing. But he's not a household name. Now, I mean, if I went and said Anthony Edwards to my mom, she's not gonna know who I'm even talking about because, Now I mean, as far as business wise, he hasn't become a household name. They ain't made him turn into a household name yet. You see what I'm saying? So I understand the whole business aspect of it. Is you still wanted Steph and LeBron around. Now, I mean, you want KD around because they are household names. That's going to make the casual fan want to watch a game. You see what I'm saying? So I understand business-wise where they might be like, listen, we got to let things play out. But, you know, we still trying to market to people that have names, and the people that got the names is the ones that's getting booted out. Know what I mean? I mean, they the ones losing in the playoffs. Know what I'm saying? They losing first round. You know what I mean? So I understand that the NBA is in a tough position where you got good, promising teams, but don't nobody know. They not household names, though. Know what I mean? Just like as good as they balling up in the Boston Celtics. The casual fan don't understand that, though. Casual fan don't know what Tatum is. They don't know. Motherfucker been balling though, but he's not a household name yet.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I mean, he be on commercials and shit like that. But,
right.
I mean, I do agree like that he's not like a household name.
Yo, if you not, I'm telling you, in basketball, man, what gets you to being a household name is everybody. You walk down the street, people wearing your jerseys. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Your shoes. Shoes is a big deal. Sneakers is a big deal. You become a household name from really, know what I mean, what you can sell. Know what I mean? If people walk around with your shoes or you walk in the store and you got a big ass display, Everybody gonna get to know you because they know your shoes and all this and that. It's people that don't even watch basketball but know LeBron. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not I mean that know KD, yeah. That know Steph, that not even in the basketball because they are household names. You know what I mean? They kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now I mean they probably them parents don't even watch basketball, but you know they kids wanted the sneakers or they kids wanted one of the shirt, you know what I mean? Or a pair or a sweatsuit, you know what I mean? Or a book bag or a LeBron or KD book bag or something like that. That's how you become a household name. Some of these other players, they don't have that yet. They don't got parents buying them nothing. I mean, that's what I see what they was trying to do with Ja Morant. They trying to do that with him, but for one, he can't stay on the goddamn court. I see what they trying to do.
Yeah.
Now I mean I understand that. Now I mean business wise, the NBA was trying to do with him. He's trying to now I mean they're trying to start replacing them stars. They have to. They was trying to make him. You know what I mean? Now I mean the top mm-hmm. dude. Even though he wasn't probably the best actual player. You know what I mean? Because you got Joker and stuff like that. People on there, but. As far as becoming the quickest way to become a household name, because he already got notoriety amongst the kids for dunking on everybody. So I can see the NBA quickly locked on to him, like, all right, we need to try to push him. You know what I mean? That way he can carry on. You know what I mean? He can carry on the NBA and people get to know him. We can make him a household name. I see that's what they was trying to do, but unfortunately he can't stay on the court. You know what I mean? I see business-wise what they was trying to do. That's why they didn't really want to suspend him. That's why they didn't really want to suspend him and all that. Because you understand, they got a business to run. We trying to turn him into a household name. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, LeBron and Steph and all of them, that's starting to come to an end. So we got to start having somebody else in that place. You know what I mean? It's just business. I seen what they was trying to do with Ja Morant. They were trying to turn him into the NBA's number one dude. Even if he wasn't the best player in the NBA, they were trying to turn him into the new number one guy. Because they need that. They need somebody to be the new number one guy. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Somebody that's going to sell tickets wherever he go, that can, you know, sell the jerseys, you know, the sneakers, the clothes, and you know what I mean? The t-shirt, all of that stuff. Know what I mean? They need that guy. They need to replace LeBron with somebody. Know what I mean? LeBron was the guy that no matter where he went, away game, people paid to come see him. Know what I mean? When he came and mm-hmm. played your team, people went because people wanted to see LeBron play. So they need that person. They need that person that everybody wants to see play. Even if they're playing against your team, you're gonna pay, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna pay to come see him play. Or you're gonna watch. So I can see that's what they were trying to do.
I kind of think now that Barrick has some type of similarity towards like Iverson, and in the sense of what I'm trying to say of Morant getting in trouble with the law. Well, I don't want to say the law, but you know, you got all this kind of bad rap with him now. That's why you're talking about suspensions and all that. Iverson, he kind of had a bad rap with the league, kind of got the bad boy image. But you can't doubt their popularity. They was the popular people in the league.
Right.
Like I wouldn't say like what's his name, David Stern, the old commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he wanted Iverson to be the face of the league because he just had some most like negativity behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of might just see that with Morant. I mean, I know you're saying they didn't want him to be the face of the league, but now with all the stuff behind him, I don't know if they want to push him to be the face of the league. Morant.
Yeah. I think that was the hand they was dealt. So I think they understood like, all right, we got to go with him. And then, now I mean, he started mm-hmm. getting in trouble because when he started dunking on everybody, that's when they could probably tell, all right, we can probably try to use him. Then, you know what I mean? Them couple incidents happened, but you could tell real quick, they was going to try to like push him in that spot. Because they need somebody in that spot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They need somebody in that spot that everybody likes, that everybody is fun to watch. That's the key. Are you fun to watch? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you can get the casual fan. Not just basketball people. Not the whole, you know, LeBron J.J. Redick, they super breaking down the game and this and that to where the average person can't even, like, understand what you're talking about. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody that, like, the casual fan can gravitate to and hold on to. So that's why he kind of, like, fit that. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, yeah, you got good players. You got Joker, but Joker is not, I mean, he's good, but he's not fun to watch to the casual fan. Casual fan don't care about really watching him. You know what I mean? He's a he's a great ball player. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think they was trying to go like younger, more exciting. You know what I mean? Kind of like the whole, I mean, him and like what's my man name? LaMelo Ball. You know what I'm saying? Trying to just go younger and just more exciting so they can try to advertise it. I understand what they was trying to do because right now you got like really good people that don't have like no mass appeal. Like Joker don't really got no mass appeal to people. He just don't, a lot of people don't care. If you ain't really tuned in the locked into basketball like that, at the actual game of basketball, yeah, those people can appreciate how good he play. The casual fan don't give a damn because we want to see John Morant dunk on people and block shots and all that.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, we want to see people like Zion dunk on people. We don't really care about all this super basketball analytics and all that and fundamentals and all that. That's why I think they're trying to get the young boy that played for the Spurs right now. They trying to hype him up, but he don't have the same excitement level. They trying, he don't got the same excitement level. It's not the same thing. He got the skills.
So let me ask you this. Like, you seem like, you know, the people that got the, you know, appeal and all that draw to America, you know, basketball is an international sport now.
Right.
Do you think that these international stars, because a lot of our best players are international players, now that they're being the best players in the league coming up, you know, Joker, Giannis, Luka, do you think that hurt the league? That these international people are the stars of the league. Luka should be a star. He's like a hell of a player, but he's not doing about that appeal, I don't think.
No, I mean, because it comes down to, all right, it's the actual sport of basketball and the actual business. You know what I mean? And then what you trying to get to the casual fan. Yeah, you know what I mean? Giannis is okay. You can somewhat get mass appeal out of Giannis. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he dunk a lot and all this and that. Yeah. Now, I mean, Luka can play, but he don't have it to the casual fan. It's nothing exciting about him to the casual fan. You know what
that's
mean?
Crazy.
No, I mean, it's really not. Joker.
That's a shame, man.
No, he can play. Now, I mean, basketball people love him. But the average person don't give a damn. I mean, the average person, the people that you're trying to get to also tune in and watch. Now, the basketball people going to watch it and love it because they are great players. Joker, Luka, and all that. They are great players. Mm-hmm. Casual fan do not give a damn. Casual fan want to see Ja Morant dunk on somebody. They want to see Kyrie shake somebody because you starting to see more Kyrie highlights than Luka highlights. Because people just relate to Kyrie more. That's just more exciting to see. Him shake the hell out of somebody laying up is just more exciting to see. Now, I mean, the NBA is trying to market them, but ain't nobody gravitating towards them. That is not as exciting. They can play. It's not exciting. It's not as exciting as seeing somebody like Zion or Ja dunk. It's just not as exciting. It's just not. You know what I mean?
I think it's an international thing, man. I think that they just want a pill.
They not want a pill because
you
know
Embiid appeal.
Embiid appeals because he got like his personality. You know what I'm saying? His personality. He kind of like he likes attention and all that. Like you said, he be on social media. He like attention and all that type of stuff. So he can kind of fit in. He kind of fits into our culture. But the ones who just, I just ball and go home. Luka, Joker. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, I'm just here to ball. They really, now I mean, you really don't, mm-hmm. you really don't know nothing about really too much about their personality and all that. Their personality, none of that, don't really show too much. They just ball and go home. They just good ball players and they just go home. They not, you know what I'm saying? That nobody gravitates towards them. Now, I mean, that's why you start to see, like I said, that's why you're starting to see more Kyrie highlights than Luka highlights.
Kyrie's that dude though.
Yeah,
man.
He's
that dude.
Yeah, because that's more fun to see. To the average person, that's more fun to see. Him crossing somebody and shaking somebody and laying it up is more fun to see. Know what I mean? To our culture. Yeah. Know what I mean? You're talking about American basketball culture, not European. Everything mm-hmm. about the fun, everything is fundamentals and all that. Nah, man, we trying to see you shake somebody. We trying to see you dunk. Now, we trying to see you shoot a three. You know what I mean? From half court. Yeah. That's what we trying to see. That's our culture in basketball in America. You know what I mean? Fundamentals come second. Now, I mean, they international players. International players, fundamentals come first. You know what I mean? Razzle dazzle and all that come after. No, here is, dog, you got to have some type of, you know what I'm saying? You got to have some type of style to you. Never mind if you fundamentally sound, we don't care. You know what I mean? That's why you got people that can dunk. That can dunk but can't hit a foul shot. We don't care though.
Yeah.
Now I mean, people don't care until it come down to it. Then it's why such and such done missed the foul shot. Well,
that's right.
All he know how to do is dunk, and that's all people cared about. You know, nobody cared about whether he make a foul shot or not until it came down to it. What's right. The fundamentals is lost. Yeah, the fundamentals is lost. This is America. This ain't overseas. The fundamentals is lost. We don't care. Know what I mean? The game on every level is about excitement now. It's about excitement. It ain't about, it's not about no fundamentals. It's about excitement. You know what I mean? So then you can't be mad at the kids that now they're growing up and it whereas, you know, being able to have drip. Now I mean, you got everybody wanting to dribble. Man, it's people taller than me. It's young boys taller than me trying to dribble the basketball all day when I go see a game. When I go see kids playing and all that. Man, you damn near as tall as me, man. What are you doing trying to dribble like you? But that's what they grew up watching Kyrie. So they want to do the same thing Kyrie and Steph do. Know what I'm saying? You trying to shoot it from half court. You don't get your big ass up underneath that damn rim. What the hell is you doing trying to shoot a damn three-pointer from damn near half court? Because that's what they see.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that's what they see. So, it's the whole American culture. So, I just told so the NBA is trying to like, okay, we got some good player, international players, but the whole, here in America, the whole culture is, man, listen, your handles, your three-point, can you dunk? We got to keep the game exciting. So, some of your best players are international players that is hard to market them, though. They're great players, but it's hard to market them. Cause if not me, if you ain't jumping out the gym like you Ja, you Zion or somebody, or you still jumping out the gym like you LeBron, man, that casual fan ain't gonna care. Casual fan does not care. If you not shooting it from all over the court anywhere like you Steph, we here in America we don't care. If you ain't shaking and crossing nobody else like you Kyrie, we don't care. Now, I mean, the average person don't care. Now, basketball people that really love basketball can appreciate it. But, now, I mean, that's why they some of the best players, they don't get no ratings. They teams, I mean, when they games come on TV, they don't get no ratings. That's why they got to pump. That's why they got to, like, push Kyrie so much that he on that team to get people to play, the people to watch. That's why you start to see more of his highlights than Luka highlights. You start to see more Kyrie highlights than Luka highlights. Cause he's trying to get people to watch. You know what I mean? You trying to get people to watch. You know what I mean? You got some great players that the average fan just don't gravitate towards. You know what I mean? Don't nobody gravitate towards Denver like that. You know what I mean? Everybody can see that, okay, they got a great team. They play, but it's nothing exciting about them. They kind of like how like the Spurs was. Where it's like they was great, but they wasn't fun to watch. You know what I mean? For the average person. Now, people who love basketball be like, oh, man, the Spurs is playing great ball, man. Now, I mean, he played a game which we played. I remember people being like, man, nobody want to watch that boring-ass team because they was casual fans. That's boring to them. I don't want to watch that boring-ass team. That's what people used to say.
Yeah.
I ain't watching them. I ain't watching that boring ass team. They boring as hell. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to admit, I mean, I'm a basketball fan, but I mean, I've been working a lot recently, so I ain't really been getting to watch the games too heavy, but I don't really watch the Denver Nuggets like that. And I know they're a good team, but like you saying, their games are just, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say they that boring because they do have good plays. Mm-hmm. Jokic be making some good passes and shit like that, but I'm just not, you know, searching for their games, let me just put it like that. Yeah. So I understand that point. But that's a shame, man. I mean, I get it. It's a shame, man, because I think this international talent is not going to stop. As you saying, we here in America, we worry about the flash and all that. And then national players worry about the fundamentals. And but at the end of the day, you know, as long as USA still winning these Olympics, then I guess it don't matter, man. Mm-hmm. But you never know, man. That bunch of LeBron and Curry and all on this state ass Olympics, I think.
Yeah. So
we going to see if America keep, you know, winning these joints. Because you see what happened last year when LeBron and Curry don't ain't play. Mm-hmm. USA was losing.
Yeah.
So
that's
going to be crazy in the future.
Yeah, because that right there shows you the difference. Because when you take it away from the NBA and it's about purely about basketball. Now I'm saying it don't gotta be the most exciting game in the world. We just need y'all to win. They struggle. Now I mean that show you that. Yeah. In the NBA, it's all about. Now I'm saying we trying to sell tickets and we want people to come. You know what I mean, watch the game and all this and that. So it's more about that. Now I'm saying it's like win, but look good and make it look fun winning. Here, now I'm saying when you start playing the Olympics and all that type of stuff, international play, it's all about win the game. We don't give a damn about that razzle-dazzle. You got to win. Know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We don't give a damn if it's the most boring-looking game in the world. We just need you to win the game. And when it comes to that, we start to struggle. Know what I mean? You can see the people they all about fundamentals, playing game, playing defense. Now, when it actually come down to the game, when you strip all that razzle-dazzle and all that away, when it come down to the game, that's why we be struggling. Because you got players that used to playing in the NBA where everybody's trying to be fancy first and win second. You know what I mean? There, it's about winning. It's about winning. We ain't trying to be, it don't matter whether it's exciting or not. We here to win. All that matters is winning. I mean, if we win. We don't give a damn whether somebody gets crossed over, whether somebody gets dunked on. That don't matter here. We need to win. The only thing that matters is we win the game. I don't give a damn if a person gets dunked on and you cross us over. If we win, we don't give a damn. We won. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Just like here. You see highlights of people getting crossed over and dunked on, and their team lost the game. Such and such scores 50 points. They lost the game, though. But that's... You know what I mean? But the fact that somebody scored 40 or 50 points, that's what's highlighted. They lost, though. Such and such dunked on such and such, but the team lost, though. Such and such spun him around and crossed him over, but they lost, though. That's our culture. You know what I'm saying? It's the whole thing. It's the whole thing, like, from White Man Can't Jump. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, when Billy told Sidney, like, yo, you rather look good and lose than look bad and win. That's our culture. That is our culture when it comes to basketball. We rather look good and lose than look bad and win. Them international players don't care if they win it. They don't care that y'all can dunk on us and all that and cross us over and all this and that. If we win a game, we win a game. They don't care. You know what I mean? That's our culture. That's our culture that care about that. Who got dunked on? Well, if y'all lost a damn game, do it matter? But that's the highlight you're gonna see is the person getting dunked on. But their team lost. But you're going to see that highlight a million times. But you lost, though.
Right.
So that's not...
We got ESPN to blame for that, then. We should be blaming them.
I mean...
But it's top 10 plays and shit like that.
I mean, it's everybody now. Now, I mean, that's all over Twitter. Man, listen. If somebody dunked... It's like... This is what's crazy. This is how fast internet and everything work. John Morant could play, right? He dunked on somebody. Right, 5 minutes after he played, it's already on the timeline. Literally 5 minutes after he do it, it's on the timeline. It's all over the world getting replays. 5 minutes after he do it.
But I'm saying ESPN started this type of movement.
The top 10 plates, because they had a business to run. You know what I'm saying? So they were trying to show everybody the highlights to get everybody to watch and tune into them. Remember, this is a land of capitalism, man. This is a business. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really trying to sit around and try to get the casual fan. The people that's locked in, the sports is already going to be locked in no matter what. We try to get the casual person. So we don't want to tell them about the whole entire game. We want to tell them about the highlights of the game to get them to tune in. We just want that. Some people just want the highlights. Remember, they're not like locked in fans. They just casual fans. You know what I'm saying? So, so I understand that. Now, I mean, it's a business. So that's the whole gift and the curse of it. Yeah, you can just show the highlights, but then now all people want is highlights now. You see what I'm saying? Just like the game of football is changing. Why the game of football changing? Because you're trying to get the casual fan. The casual fan want to see touchdowns. Now, I mean, the real football fan want to see a real football game. They cool with a football game being 6-3, 9-3. They don't score no touchdown. Now, I mean, that might be the one, now, I mean, a fun game to you because every play count. Every yard count. No, we gotta get the casual. We gotta grow the sport. We gotta get a casual game. So we need games being 35-28. Now, I mean, we need people scoring four touchdowns a game, five touchdowns a game. Cause you're trying to appeal to the people that's not locked into football. People that love football ain't really caring as long as they win. We don't give a damn. It can be a goddamn 3-6 game, but you could have watched that whole game and loved it. Because every play counts.
Let me get one touchdown out of that joint. Let me get one touchdown out of that joint.
You see what I'm saying? But it ain't like now where you need a goddamn football. Now, I mean, you got football games that look like goddamn college basketball scores now. Like 30, I don't know. You know what I mean? 40 something to 35. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? So, that's how it is now. You know what I mean? So, that's what it is, man. You try to get the casual. Is everybody trying to get the casual fan? The person that really ain't into it, but will watch a game here and there. Yeah, you trying to get them. You trying to get their money. You trying to get them to tune in. You trying to get them to come to a game. You know what I mean? You trying to get them to buy a t-shirt, a pair of sneakers, something. You trying to get the casual fan. You trying to get the casual fan locked in. That's where all this stuff comes from. Trying to get the casual fan locked in. People that love the game, man, don't really care about all that too much. If it happened, it happened. It don't be watching either way. The casual fan don't care. If it ain't nothing fun, if it ain't no fun environment, no, that, man, that's why they do all that fun stuff at the game and slingshot and, you know what I'm saying, t-shirts and all this and that in the crowd to keep the casual fan. Now, I mean, a regular person can just love basketball. They can just watch basketball no matter where. You can just go to the playground and sit around and just watch people play basketball because you just love the game. The casual fan need all that lights, camera, and action and all that to keep them interested. So I understand it's a business. I understand the business side of it. You know what I mean? I do. But know what I mean? Shoot.
All right.
We got way off track with that joke, but.
Well, let's get into, something that people do want to talk about. Like you said, people want to see. And that's America's team, Dallas Cowboys. Let's talk about the offseason. You know what I mean? So we ain't do shit this year, man, this offseason. This shit was horrible, man. And I think I know why, man. Mm. I think they trying to set up my boy Dak, man, for failure. Mm. I mean, like I said, I'm tired of that, my damn self. I do want to see another quarterback. But I think Jerry, he's trying to move on to another quarterback as well. He's not trying to set him up to win. You see, he ain't be signed onto a new contract. So this is last year. Mm. I just think he's trying to set him up to fail, man. I think they want to get Deion to come in here and coach. And they wanted his son to be the quarterback, man. Mm. It's going to be a sad year in Dallas, man. Mm. But I think they're trying to set off the field, man. We ain't do nothing this offseason. Not a damn thing. We resigned CeeDee Lamb. The Eagles, y'all resigned all y'all players. AJ Brown and shit getting money. How y'all got all this money? Dallas can't do this? Mm. I just think they're trying to set them up the field, man. Get McCarthy out of here and get the quarterback out of here. I'll tell you, Deion's going to be close to Dallas. I don't know next year, but I guarantee you next three years, Deion will be the coach, man.
Listen.
I just see it.
Listen, man. Now I mean, shout out to Coach Prime. Now I mean, glory to God. If Jerry Jones came to them and said, "Yo, we can work it out to whereas we can grab your son in the draft. Will you come and coach?" That'd be crazy, yo. See, I don't put nothing past. I mean, Jerry Jones is the one person that I would think would try to do something crazy as that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised if he hasn't even said that to Coach Prime yet. He gonna say that to him. Like, listen, we gonna work it out to whereas if your son come here, we draft him, we need you too. Bring your whole cat, bring your whole staff from Colorado. See, that's a hard. See, I don't know. Now, I mean, I'm not Coach Prime, so I don't know how hard of a decision that would be if he turned around and say, "Man, if I draft your son, you come coach." Even though I just heard Coach Prime say, "Listen, man, I don't follow. I leave."
He want to stay.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. Because he want to stay there and build. But come on, somebody, if that man say, "I can get it to," I mean, we can finagle and get it to whereas we can draft your son. Know what I mean? I don't know where they're going to be picking at that year or whatever. And I don't know what pick Shador is going to go.
Top five. We're going to be top five because this year is going to be horrible. So just watch.
Okay. Know what I mean? Especially, know what I mean? If he have a decent year, you saying it's going to be weak as far as quarterbacks? It's supposed to be weak. Know what I mean? No disrespect to anybody. Know what I mean? Just making it to the NFL is an accomplishment. Know what I mean? But saying is, It's gonna be a weaker draft for quarterbacks, and then especially if he have a decent season, and the fact that his name is Sanders, you know what I'm saying? That right there, I think the whole man that'll reinvigorate Jerry's world. That's how I think that man thinks, Jerry. I think that's how Jerry Jones thinks. Like, no, I got to bring the excitement, man. I got to want the NFL to put as many of us games on Sunday and Monday Night Football as possible. I want to be must-see TV. You know what I mean? I want to be the game of the week every week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be Sunday 4:00. You know what I'm saying? Or Saturday or Sunday night or on, know what I mean? Or Monday. You know what I mean?
Right.
Matter of fact, we ain't even playing no Thursday game except for Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? You don't put us on no Thursday except for Thanksgiving. Especially them games with Thanksgiving. I know he think like that. He might say, "Man, I need that young boy. I need him. I need him." You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Jerseys they gonna sell? I mean, people would want to come be at the games and come to the games. You know what that would do for Dallas? Because they grew up in Texas, right? They spent a lot of their life in Texas, right?
Don't give me a line. I don't know.
Know what I'm saying? And if they can come, now, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, and if he can get them to come, if he can work that out some way, whereas, listen, I'm drafting your boy. He go to Coach Prime, say, "Listen, we gonna work that out. I'm drafting your boy." He might have to give up, man. Give everything up, man, and the kitchen sink. Everything.
Hey, he would.
Now I mean, he might have to pay a king's ransom, but in his mind, it might be worth it because we gonna be must see TV. Yeah. Now I mean, it's not gonna just be everybody want to see a Baltimore game. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody want to see Lamar. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna want to see Baltimore because they gonna be the team everybody want to see. Trust me, man. All their games is gonna be games of the week or Sunday and Monday Night Football. You already know. Everybody's gonna want to see them. They gonna be the number one team everybody wants to see. Know what I mean?
People want to see them more than Kansas City. You know, they Kansas City still number one team to see.
Because Derrick Henry is there too, right now?
Yeah, in Baltimore, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But KC, I mean, he got Patrick Mahomes. He's Jordan.
Nah. See, but they still play good, but it's not. They don't have the excitement behind them no more. especially the way that they they won last year, but it's not like everybody cared about them, though. It's not like how it used to be where everybody just cares about them. It wasn't like that year. They ended up winning, so they at the end of the day, they got to the ultimate goal. They won, but remember, everybody was saying Baltimore, that was the year Baltimore was willing to win, or the 49ers. They weren't even talking about Kansas City winning the whole year. They talking about that was Baltimore 49ers. That was their year, one of their years. So it's not like everybody cared about them. You know what I'm saying? During the season. No, people wanted to see the 49ers, kind of, you know what I mean? And people wanted to see Baltimore. So I think it's going to end up being Baltimore this year. Yeah, Kansas City's still around because, like I said, Pat Mahomes is the best in the business. He's still the best in the business. But it's not like people, it's not like I said, it's the whole football and the whole casual fan. You know what I mean? Football people are put, not football.
I think it's going to change, man. Yeah. I don't know this year, man. I think it's going to change this year. I think people going to want to see them again. I know last year they had no receivers. They had no receivers. The offense wasn't the same, but I think it's going to change this year. They got Hollywood Brown.
I think
going to be a number one team.
I think they come out and they start playing like gangbusters again, where they scoring almost every time they get the ball. Yeah, now I mean people gonna jump right back on them real quick. But right now everybody want to see what Lamar do when they do up in Baltimore. I mean what they do in Baltimore. My team, the Eagles, we still somewhat want to be seen. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep that up, that people give a damn about us. You know what I mean? Because now we compete with Baltimore right here in the whole East Coast thing. You know what I mean? Because now Baltimore is kind of like slid into that spot that we was just in where everybody wanted to watch us. You know what I mean? From back when we had that almost perfect season or whatever they was talking about. You know what I'm saying? We didn't lose no game. That kind of gave us a little mental, but that's kind of dying down now. So we got to show and prove our damn selves. You know what I mean? I just winning games. I don't care if they're damn. We must see TV to the rest of the whole world and all that. Man, we just got to win. We just got to win these damn games. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, you know what I mean? I think Kansas City just showed that, yo, man, we still around. We still got the best. As long as you got the best quarterback in the business, they still in it. You know what I'm saying? They still in it. But.
Well, I'm about to say, and now that I just thought about it, that whole number one team thing. Now, you saying casual fan and all that. Another reason why Kansas City is going to be the team, number one team to watch, they got Taylor Swift every game.
Exactly.
Remember that whole vibe last year?
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I mean, they're going to use that to their advantage again. You're going to have people that just literally watch football because Taylor Swift dates a football player. You literally going to have people who watch football, who didn't care nothing about football, watch football just because they love Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift dates a football player, so they're going to watch football games. Yeah, there actually is people who are literally going to do that. You know what I mean? It's people who literally are going to watch football this season because Taylor Swift dates a football player. They are. So I'm not mad at the NFL for using that to their advantage. I'm not mad at them at all. You know what I mean? That was a good business move. I get it. Dude, I get it. I understand it, man. It's business. I understand. I completely understand it. I'm not mad at them all for that. I know people got sick of it and seeing her, you know what I'm saying? And they showing up walking in and leaving, and every time a play happened, they showed Taylor Swift. I get it, though. I understand it. I get it. Yeah, I get it. You got to get the casual fan invested. I get it.
Yeah, I get it. I hate that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit was annoying.
Yeah, now, I mean, I get it, though. Yeah. I understand this business, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, now, I mean, it got tiresome in a while, but I completely understand. I completely understand why the NFL used it. I understand it. You know what I mean? So.
All right. So now we're talking about you somewhat brought up the Eagles. I mean, what did you think about y'all season? Y'all got Saquon Barkley. Y'all draft was considered a hell of a draft, drafting on cornerbacks. And y'all get anybody else? Y'all ain't getting no receiver, though. Y'all just resigned AJ Brown.
No, I think we got
a major acquisition with Barkley.
Yeah, I think we got a. Did we get a receiver in the draft? Did we get another receiver in the draft or something like that?
I want to say y'all did, but I don't think he's nothing special.
Yeah, but I think, but I think, man, we'll be all right because, I think we upgraded. I mean, you know, A.J. Brown, Devontae, you know what I'm saying? We'll find some. We can find some other guys. I mean, a couple other guys. Now, I mean, I think we'll be fine in those areas. Saquon, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? He can stay healthy because right then, you know what I mean, Swift, man. I actually like Swift, man. I did like him, man. I understand that this is a business and things don't always work out, you know what I mean, the way you want. Because I wish he would have stayed here, man. Because, man, he was a dog, man. So hopefully, you know what I mean, he has some continued success. Well, we got Saquon. Hopefully Saquon can stay healthy, you know what I'm saying, put some work in for us. And like I said, man, no disrespect to the people that played on the team and all that. But, you know what I mean, it showed that we really had to – start making some moves on that defense, and they did. You know what I mean? They really went for the players, and they was able to get some good players. You know what I mean? Because everybody's saying we had a great draft. So they gonna have to come in quick. You know what I'm saying? You ain't really got no learning curve. It's the NFL. So we gonna see. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully the talent, because you know what I mean, everybody's saying that the talent level of these guys is through the roof. But, you know, like people say, man, the NFL is a different animal. And, you know, we ain't really got time to hold nobody's hand. You know what I'm saying? You're getting thrown on a team that's expected to win games. You're not getting thrown on a team whereas we putting you on the team and maybe we'll start winning a couple seasons from now. No. Last year was considered a disappointment for us. So we are considered to be a Super Bowl contender. So the players we got are expected to gonna be thrown in the fire, man. They'll be thrown in the fire right away. So hopefully they can deal with that pressure, man. Cause we got some, man, especially in our division. You know what I mean? You got CeeDee Lamb in this division. You know what I mean? You got them boys down in Washington. You know what I mean? You got some deep. Mm-hmm. Now we got some decent people, man. You know what I'm saying? You got some decent people you gotta cover, man. Now, I mean, ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Giants,
hey, man.
Giants just draft the number one receiver. The boy, the Giants, got neighbors. He a hell of a player. So, yeah, you're right, man. Yeah, y'all seem to address that in the tracks, man.
Yeah, so, but we'll see because when we ain't got time, ain't no learning curve. You know what I'm saying? You getting thrown to the wolves, man. You getting thrown to the wolves. Straight up. You ain't got time to be, all right, man, we going to take it easy. We going to ease you in. And no. Nah, bro, you're going to be lining up against some. You're lining up against some dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to cover you. Yo, y'all got to cover these guys, man. Like I said, now I mean, got the people, not the receiver corps down in Washington. Know what I mean, they steady. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Dallas, man, you got a couple guys. Know what I'm saying? You got especially got CeeDee Lamb, well, beast. Somebody got to cover him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this this ain't that. This ain't that, yo, by the time his third year come around, he should be where we need him to. No. You getting thrown in there from jump, bro. So now I mean, good luck to y'all, man. Because you now I mean you, and plus you playing in Philly. Philly's a different animal, man.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? You playing now you playing in Philly. This not one of them cities where we don't give a damn whether you lose, know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't one of them teams where we don't give a damn what the team is doing unless they about to start winning. Then everybody want to come running and then want to come to the games. And all. We not that team. Now I mean we care. We care about if y'all losing or not. We care about if y'all playing bad or not. You gonna hear it. Now I mean this is not one of them teams mm-hmm. where don't nobody give a damn unless y'all start winning every game. Then everybody's all on it. Other than that, don't nobody give a damn, and the damn stadium is empty. Oh, no, you ain't going to never see no Eagle Stadium empty. You ain't going to see that. That ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, that ain't happening here. Not with these fans. That's not happening. So you on a team that you expected to play hard. Now, I mean, now we can accept the fact that, now, I mean, y'all lose. But if y'all look like y'all ain't playing, y'all ain't trying hard, then that's when you got an issue. Know what I'm saying? We can accept the loss. Now, I mean, you win some, you lose some. But that, you just, and if you come here with the mentality that I'm in the NFL and I just care about getting paid, now I'm in here, you better watch your mouth. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch your mouth here. You just can't say whatever here. And please don't ever say nothing like that, even sound like that, that you just here to get paid. Don't ever say nothing like that. Know what I mean? So, right. So please be careful with the play hard. And like I say, man, watch what y'all say, because this ain't the town that we don't give a damn. I know some of these teams, you looking at the stadium empty and all that, the stadium half empty, and don't nobody give a damn until they start winning. Then that's when everybody start coming. No, this ain't that type of team, man. This is not that type of team, man. Y'all going to be expected, I mean, the players we drafted are going to be expected to contribute right away. Right away. Like I said, man, you got some dogs. You got a receiver in this division. You got some dogs, man. So.
Well, because there's one guy on the team that y'all drafted that knows about, you know, playing in Philadelphia, that you don't got to worry about that type of attitude as far as, you know, just playing for the money. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Mm-hmm. was drafted by the Eagles. So, you know, I know he knows what it's like to play in this city. Mm-hmm. And I expect, you know, good things from him. Wish him the best of luck, you know, even though I'm not an Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I seen his story. They talk about how his mom died of cancer and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just wish him the best of luck, man. And I always respected Trotter. You know, I respect a few Eagles players. You know, I always have, you know, a good team. And I definitely love the players, you know, that love the city, because this is my city. Even though I don't like y'all, the Eagles, this is my city. And Trotter always seemed like he loved Philadelphia. So, you know, I just wish him the best, his son the best, and his family. Hopefully he do good, and y'all still get your ass punched every game, you know. Mm-hmm. But y'all had a good draft. Another team that had a good offseason, I like Houston. They got Stephon Diggs now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Add to that team. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's a shame what happened to the young boy, man, because he got shot the other day at a party, right?
Yeah, Tank Dell.
Yeah, they said he one of the people that got shot down there, man. God damn, man. Young boy can't catch a break, man.
That's a shame. But, I mean, they said it's minor. Okay. But you get shot, you get shot. You know right. what I mean? But I don't think it's going to stop him from playing, though.
Right, right. Good, man.
That's Florida, man. You know how to get down there in those swamps in Florida, man. Listen, getting a little reckless.
Listen, man, I know some people from Florida, man. I know some good, decent people from Florida, but down there, you don't start none, it won't be none. But once you get started, know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? Now, I mean, that's how the South is, man. I know some good people from the South, man. If you don't want, know what I mean? They some of the most welcoming people and all that, know what I'm saying? Southern hospitality and all that, know what I mean? Treat you good, but you come in on some dumb shit and start something, man. Listen, you start it, they gonna finish it. Know what I mean? That's how people is in the South. Know what I mean? They welcome you with open arms, everything cool. You don't start with nothing, won't be nothing. But when some shit jump off, know what I mean? You start some shit, they gonna finish it. Know what I mean? So that's how it is. That's how it is with damn near everybody I know that's from the South. Know what I mean? Everybody that I know that's from the South, they some of the nicest people you'll ever meet, man. They some of the most welcoming people you ever meet. But they bust somebody head if they had to. You know what I mean? So that's just how it is. You know what I mean? That's just how they are. Know what I mean? But if you don't start nothing, won't be nothing, man. Some of the best times I've had was down South. You know what I mean? Welcome you with open arms.
Oh, wow.
Know what I mean? You come to everything cool, and you come to have fun and all that. Have fun. Some of the best times I ever had. Some of the best times partying and having fun and all that I ever had was out when I was in the South. Know what I mean? You can go somewhere to a spot in the South and don't know nobody, and people will welcome you with open arms and be cool with you and sit and talk to you and all of that type of stuff. Some of the best times I ever had in my life was in the South. You know what I mean? But you know some dumb shit. Know what I mean? It get messed up real quick. So, you know what I mean? You come and everything be cool, everything be all right. But you can get your head buzzed real quick. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the young boy, you know what I mean? Tank Dell, you know what I mean? Hopefully, speedy recovery. get back on that football field, get back to doing what he love. But yeah, man, you said the Houston Texans. Yeah, dang, I forgot all about that. Stephon Diggs went down there, man.
Yeah, they got Joe Mixon, the running back.
Got him too. Yeah, man, they trying to build quick. Yeah. They trying to build quick, man. I respect it. I respect that they trying to build up quick. I respect that.
Well, you know, the whole strategy is, you know, you got a rookie quarterback, a young quarterback that's not making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take advantage of it at that time because they're going to start getting paid that big bucks in like 4 or 5 years. So, I mean, they're doing it the right way. You got to build a strong team around him. He showed that he can hold his own, the quarterback, CJ Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
So they just going to try to take advantage of him, man. And they're going to be a team you got to mess with down there. I like their coach too. Damn, that's D'Amico Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Another team that had a good offseason, I don't know, man. I want to say Detroit. They didn't do nothing crazy, but they did draft two cornerbacks. The Eagles, they drafted the first cornerback off the board, and then Detroit drafted the second quarterback off the board 2 picks later.
Mm-hmm.
So they badly needed some corners, and they addressed that. They also signed Carlton Davis to ball from Tampa Bay. I just think Detroit, you know, is going to stay afloat, man, and they're going to be a problem. Washington, they drafted that boy Daniels. You already talked about they had them two receivers. I think they're going to be better this year. This is a team that I want to talk about, Pittsburgh. Now, before the year ended, we talked about, you know, Russell Wilson might go to Atlanta, you know, might go to Pittsburgh. And then Russell Wilson ended up going to Pittsburgh. And then they also got Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
They got Patrick Queen from Baltimore, the linebacker. They drafted these offensive linemen. Offensive line is going to be solid. Like, I think Pittsburgh is going to be a very team that's going to be under the radar that I think can hold their own in the AFC North. I think they'll give good competition to Baltimore. You know, Russell Wilson, if he shows that he's gone to war, they're going to put Justin Fields in there. And, I mean, I just think you can't go wrong with either one of them, man. And I know Mike Tomlin, I know that's going to rejuvenate him. And he's going to coach some people up to a high standard. I just think they're going to be a really good team, man. That's a team I think that a lot of people should watch out for, man. I'm excited to see what Russell Wilson do down there. And like I said, if he can't get it done, I'll be excited to see Justin Fields in there. But I think Pittsburgh is going to be a team that people got to watch out for, man. That's going to be a scary team.
Yeah, man. Let me ask you this question about Stephon Diggs left. So how do you feel about Buffalo? Is Buffalo still like a Super Bowl contender? Or it's kind of like they kind of like missed their window of opportunity.
As long as they got Josh Allen, I mean, it should be a contender. But to be honest, right now, I wouldn't put them as a contender because they don't got no weapons. The receivers, they didn't replace them. Stephon Diggs. So, I mean, that's going to be a problem, man. You've seen Patrick Mahomes kind of overcome that. But he's Patrick Mahomes, man. He's just like the number one player.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to put Josh Allen in Mahomes' category. So I think this year they're not going to, you know, win a division. I think it's going to be a step back for them. And then they're going to realize they're going to need an offensive weapon. And then they're going to go get one. And then they'll be back at the top. But as long as they got Josh Allen, I think, you know, you got a chance because it's all about the quarterback and his lead. So, I mean, I still respect Allen talent. But, yeah, I just don't see them, you know, doing anything without no big-time weapon. They did draft a wide receiver in the second round, Keon Coleman. But, I mean, I wouldn't put that much weight into a rookie taking over. I mean, a rookie wide receiver taking over like that. So, I would expect them not to win a division or no shit like that. They might not even make the playoffs, to be honest. The AFC is so damn tough.
Okay. Well, yeah, man. Haveli ain't got.
I know another team. You know, you got Chicago. I think had a good draft. Obviously, they drafted Caleb Williams, number one, second receiver, Rome Odunze. I can't pronounce his last name, but he's probably a badass receiver. I think Chicago's going to be a good team, man. Green Bay, they should have a good year. I don't really think they drafted nobody crazy, but, you know, they still going to be solid. I don't know, man. The main takeaway from the draft, you know, obviously, you start living in Philadelphia. Everybody's on the Eagles' dick and shit like that. So that's all I heard about the Eagles having the best draft and all that type of shit. Obviously, the three quarterbacks that got taken at the top three, Kato Williams, Chicago, Jalen Daniels to Washington, and then Drake May to New England. They was the top three picks. Only one I don't see that's going to have a good year is probably Drake May, because New England don't have much around them. But the other two, I think, will have a good year. Caleb Williams and Jalen Daniels. I think those two will have a good rookie year, and you got to watch out for that. But I mean, it wasn't really nothing crazy in the draft that I thought happened. Oh, besides Atlanta, you saw that shit. They drafted a quarterback with the number eight pick. They just signed Kirk Cousins and all that money, and they drafted what's his name, Michael Penix, number eight. So paid Cousins all this money. He ain't even played a game for you yet, and then you sign that draft that high quarterback in the top 10. I mean, they're trying to do what Green Bay doing. How they had Brett Favre and they had Aaron Rodgers sit, then they had Jordan Love sit. They trying to do it like that, which I get. But, I mean, that was just, like, the biggest shock of the whole draft, you know what I mean, that they would draft that type of player. So, Atlanta always doing some weird shit, you know. Last year, they drafted that running back high, you know. I mean, I don't know if Atlanta ever want to get their shit together, but, I mean, you never know, man. But that, I just thought that was surprising, to draft a quarterback that high. And then, obviously, Dallas, we ain't do shit, but we already talked about that.
Yeah, man.
They ain't doing a damn thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think Dallas. I think Jerry is gonna let this year ride out, and I think he's gonna go try to get Sidor Sanders. I really do. I really do think that he would try to bust that move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he already know what's gonna come with that. You know what I mean? The fanfare. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wanting to see them and all that. I think he welcomed that. You know what I'm saying? He welcomed the fact that everybody going, you know what I mean? It's going to be lights, camera, action down there. It's going to be 1,000 people from every news. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to talk to him. Everybody going to talk to Shador. I think that would kind of like reinvigorate the whole town of Dallas. You know what I mean? The whole city of Dallas. You know what I mean? That whole area. I think that's how he might be thinking. Like, all right, unless Dak have a super, super year, man, I got to. You know what I mean, I gotta make sure I can do what I gotta do, so I can try to maneuver, so I can get my guy next year. I wouldn't put that past him, because he think big like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yo, man, I got this stadium and I got a team that, you know what I'm saying, people ain't really checking too much for. You know what I mean? I want the whole attention to be here and from the NFL. Everybody wanna, you know what I mean? Everybody wanna be here. Everybody wanna watch the game. He want that. That's what he want. He wanna be must see TV again. That's what he want. He wants to be must see TV again. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So
that's definitely a direction this is going to. It definitely won't happen, I think. Yeah. After this year, we're gonna be like fucking 4-12, 3-13.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so I think that's really what he trying to line up for. He trying to, I guess, whatever, get his assets together, whatever he got to do. But see, that's the thing, though. See, and that's why, because it's the whole thing of, the reason why I think something like that is because of what Coach Prime was talking about, how him when his kids go to certain teams and all this and that, because teams gonna want to draft Shador. Just based on knowing that he's going to bring attention with him. You know what I'm saying? Especially he goes somewhere where they ain't got nothing going on right now. Especially somewhere they can't sell no tickets. You know what I'm saying? Everything is bad. You know what I mean? Carolina, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna want to snatch him up, because then they're going to become must-see TV and people are going to care about what's going on down there. You know what I'm saying? That's going to get them some more primetime games and all of that. But at the same time, I understand what Coach Prime is talking about, thinking is, yeah, somebody's going to want to snatch my son up, but then they're not going to do nothing for the team. He probably don't want his son sitting in purgatory on the team, whereas everybody got a camera in his face. Now, I mean, every news reporter is putting a microphone in his face asking him, how come y'all can't win? How come y'all can't win? How come y'all can't win? You know what I'm saying? Because everything is on him. Everything is on him, but the whole organization is not, you know what I mean, going in the right direction.
It's
I mean,
not
it's,
right.
Yeah, yeah, it's not going upward, but you just got him, and everybody wants to see him, so they're putting him on TV, and he's losing, and the team is losing. So I kind of think that's how Coach Prime might be thinking with the whole, I don't want him to go to certain places and all that. I think he's more thinking of Shador than Shiloh. I think Shiloh, whoever he gets drafted, because I think Shiloh just a dog. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He just, he got it in him, he going to be all right. You know what I mean? No matter where he go, you know what I mean? He going to make sure, you know what I mean? He gets his opportunity, he going to take full advantage of it. So I'm thinking that's more, when he say that, he more talking about Shador. Because Shador going to have more on him because he's a quarterback. I think Shiloh going to go somewhere, put his work in, and just be a dog. You know what I'm saying? I think he'll be fine in that regard because, he's from the Sanders family, so people going to ask some questions here and there, but it's not going to be like if he's a quarterback. Shador is a quarterback, so it's going to be all on him. It's going to be all about him, and everybody's going to know. Everything is going to be on his shoulders. When they lose, everything's going to be all on him. So it's not going to be a, how come what's going on with the whole team? Well, how come y'all lost? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's how Coach Prime is thinking. You know what I mean? Because he understands that people want to snatch your door up just because they're going to get media attention from it. It's publicity. Everybody's going to want to come down there and see. You know what I mean? Put a camera in his face, put a microphone in his face. How's he going to do his first year? And you go somewhere where the organization is just in purgatory and they ain't got no idea what to do. Now you got a camera and a microphone in your son's face every day, every 5 seconds with somebody asking him, how come y'all not winning? How come y'all said he losing? You're on the losing streak. How come y'all can't get it together? What happened on this play? What happened on, and you dealing with that? In the whole organization, but it's not going to be about the organization. It's going to be about him, even though it's going to be about the whole organization. I mean, you can't say, he can't say nothing in his mouth like, well, don't ask me, go ask the coach, go ask the owner. You can't say nothing like that. You see what I'm saying? Even though those questions should be directed toward the coach or the owner, for real, the owner or the general manager and all of that, it's going to all be on him. So I think that's what Coach Prime is thinking about, like, some team is going to grab my son for the publicity of it, and then he's sitting around in purgatory. But it's a camera and a microphone in his face every 5 seconds, asking him what's going on and how come y'all not winning and what's going on here and how come y'all can't, how y'all going to right the ship and what you going to do. You going to galvanize the team and, you know, lead the team and all this and that. And they sitting around with some organization that ain't did nothing in forever in purgatory. So I understand that might be the thinking. Like I said, I think that that's more about, when Coach Prime said that, I think that's more about Shador than Shiloh. I think Shiloh gonna go somewhere and, you know what I mean, he gonna put that work in, he gonna be just fine wherever he go. You know what I'm saying? Because I think, you know what I mean, he just a beast like that. He gonna be all right. You know what I mean? He gonna make sure he play hard and all that, because it ain't gonna be as much on him as it is on Shador, because Shador is a quarterback.
Right. No, that's facts.
Yeah. But
we shall see, man. I hope, hopefully, you know, that will happen, because I already told you my prediction. So I mean Deion has it in his own right to demand where his son wanna go. You know, Eli kinda did that. not Eli, but his father, I forget, it's Archie, kind of did that. So, I mean, it happens. So, people that's coming down on Deion talking shit about him, not the first person to do this.
See, and then on top of that, I think that because it might be Dallas, I mean, no disrespect to Dak, but you might be thinking, all right, if Shador is plays for Dallas, he understands that, the lights, camera, action is going to be on. That's going to happen. But it's going to be more about Jerry. Jerry going to step in front of all that. He going to take the brunt of that. You know what I'm saying? Because because that's just the type of person Jerry Jones is. Now, I mean, he want the attention and all that to be on him. So he'll answer all the questions. He'll take all of that. So it's not going to be all on Shador. Like if he goes somewhere else, like say he go to Carolina somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody draft him, like that's, like I said, somewhere like somebody like Carolina or something like that. Or say somebody like, I don't know, how the Vikings going to be doing this year? Something like that. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, who knows?
A team or like the Raiders or something like that, they just take a step back. Now, I mean, hopefully that don't. Now, I mean, I kind of like Antonio Pierce. You know what I'm saying?
That might happen though. I have to think about that. Might be a team though. Yeah. I don't think Deion will mind going to Vegas.
Yeah, but at the same time, you want to go somewhere where, now I mean, it ain't going to be just, all right, we just gonna leave the quarterback just hanging out there to answer all them questions about why this and why this and why that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Jerry Jones gonna be more directed towards me, not my quarterback. You know what I mean? Let my quarterback worry about what he gotta worry about. Direct those questions towards me. Or if things ain't going right, or if we lost the game, he gonna jump in front of that. You know what I mean? Because you already know he one of them people that. He want that attention, so he
being in front of the camera. Yeah.
So he gonna take the brunt of that. So that's gonna be less. I mean, even though he playing for the Dallas Cowboys, it's gonna be less on him if he go to a team where he's the only story in town. So everybody just up in his face every 5 seconds asking him questions about why this, why that, why you're not winning, and why this. You know what I mean? Every 5 seconds. So, because I can see him messing around somewhere and. Say, like I said, say the Raiders or somebody take a step back, or say somewhere somebody like, because who's the quarterback in Seattle right now?
It's still that Geno Smith right now.
Geno Smith. So if they take a step back, you know what I mean? Or they might be, who knows how they thinking. They might be thinking, man, we might have to move up and might have to do what we got to do, see if we can get him. Because we need to invigorate this franchise. But then you somewhere in purgatory. You know what I'm saying? Now, you somewhere in purgatory or something like that. Now, say the Raiders, they might take a step back. You know what I mean? Things get rough for them. And they in position to get him. They can go grab him. Yeah, he's going to be in Las Vegas, and it's going to be, you're going to be able to market him and all of this and that. You know what I'm saying? But then what's going to happen if everything ain't going good? You know what I mean? At least being with Dallas, you already know. Jerry Jones going step in front of that. He going to take the brunt of that. It's not going to be all on Shador to be answering questions every 5 minutes, every single day. Jerry Jones going to jump in front of all of that. So now you in a market with somebody that you know is going to market you, but also take the nonsense and the BS and all the talk from the media. Jerry Jones going to take the majority of that. And your son not going to take the majority of that. As if he was somewhere else and somewhere like, you know what I mean? Like I said, somewhere like Carolina, something like that, where ain't nobody coming to the games. And then, okay, you draft him. And then now people come into the games, but then you still kind of like can't get it together. So now every 5 seconds is every reporter going to ask you the same question. What do you got to do to turn it around? What happened on this play? How come you guys, okay, what are you going to get out this slump? How come? And you sitting around like, yo, I'm just a quarterback. It's a whole organization here, but you're going to get asked the most questions all day. You see what I'm saying?
Seems like the takeaway from the day, you know, out of all this is, you know, Dallas going to suck in it. ISO endorses Sanders going to Dallas, and ISO will be Team Dallas. That's the takeaway.
Oh, no. I'm never going to be.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
No, I'm never going to be Team Dallas. No, I'm never going to be Team Dallas. I understand. Listen, this is a business. I get that. What? If he went to Dallas?
Man, you're gonna love it.
Business wise, no, I can respect that. Straight up, I can respect that. You know what I mean? As a business move, I can respect that as a business move. I can respect that, man. Because you already know Jerry Jones gonna make sure he's promoted. They'll make sure, man, you go in Dallas, man, he gonna have billboards and all that stuff. With his face on it, and I mean with Shador face on there, he gonna have all of that. Yeah. Now I mean they gonna be selling, selling the jerseys, they'll be selling out of the jerseys and everything. So business wise, I respect that move. You know what I mean? I respect that move. Yeah. If that's what he feel like he banking on, but it depends, because I think that's his move. I think that's what he's sitting around trying to cook up and trying to figure out now. Like, all right, we might have to we might have to just go through this 1 year. Things might be terrible. You know what I mean? It might get bad. Who knows? You might have a great year. You might catch lightning in the bottle and everything work out for y'all. You never know. So it's the NFL. You never know. But he might be thinking like, I got to do what I got to do for this business. I got to get this. I got to get this franchise re-energized. I got to get people wanting to care about us again. And what better way is if you grab him and then, you know what I mean? You grab him now, you selling jerseys, you selling everything, man. Know what I mean? Nike down there now, know what I mean? Or whoever he might sign with, know what I mean? To get some, know what I mean? Start selling sneakers and all this and that. Know what I mean? The book bag, the kids got the book bags on, going to school and all that. The Shador Sanders, what do they call him? We call him, they say two, his number is two, so he be like, two can play that game or something like that. Know what I mean? Ain't that like his catchphrase or something, two can play that game?
Hey, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. I heard something like two. And it's something like that. Ain't something like two can play that game or something like that. Man, how are little kids saying that stuff, man? You know what I mean? Throwing a touchdown saying two can play that game. You know what I mean? Hey, listen.
You got it all planned out. That's what I like, man. That's what I like to hear, man. Get your interns, the interns of the ISO versus the world, have your social media platform say hashtag Team Dallas, and have your face. You know what I mean? The thumbnail of your face and the thumbs up.
No.
So that's what's up, man.
I mean, they ain't going to never happen. I mean, I respect it, though. I mean, I respect it, but I bleed green, man. Now, I mean, I bleed green. I respect minutes, though. That's why I bleed green. I'm about that money, man. I mean, I ain't going to be mad at Jerry Jones if that's his plan. I can't be mad at him. That might be the same thing.
You got me?
So,
promote Dallas if you're a businessman. Promote us, man.
Listen, man. Y'all might as well let Micah Parsons go. Now, I mean, man, I'm coming join Philly, man. Now, I mean, shout out to Micah Parsons, man. Now, I mean, you know you wouldn't be down, man. I mean, you know you wouldn't be down, man. You know you wouldn't be down. Now, I mean, you don't want to sit around in purgatory, man. Now, I mean, I'll be feeling bad for Micah Parsons, man. Know what I mean? Feeling bad for Micah Parsons sometime. And CD Lamb, know what I mean? Now, I mean, them boys are some dogs. They some beasts, man. They some beasts, man.
They ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they going to. Yeah, they going to make sure they pay them.
Feelings, man, Parsons.
Huh?
Yeah, they ain't going nowhere. Parsons just being his feelings, man.
Yeah.
But they ain't going nowhere, man.
Yeah, they gonna throw that bag at them. They gonna throw that bag at them. They gonna take care of them.
They got no choice.
Yeah, Jerry gonna take care of them. I get it. But anyway, man, now we've been an hour and a half, man. We ain't talked like this in a while, man. See, time be flying, you know what I mean? Time be flying when you having fun, man. But anyway, now I mean, closing out, man, got anything you wanna say?
Man, I just hope, you know, the Sixers do their thing. And I don't know if y'all already recorded a show on this Kendrick Lamar disc, but I'll be looking forward to that. I know y'all going to touch on that.
I feel
that's a legendary track, so I'll be looking forward to that. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, we ain't... Well, we would have probably went live tonight, but, you know what I mean? I'm recording this joint with you, so... Now, I mean, we probably, well, that the live that we do talking about the Kendrick joint and all that probably be out before this episode comes. You know what I'm saying? Even though it'll get recorded after this episode, it's probably going to come out before this episode. So, yeah, man, we'll get on that. Like I said, man, thanks for everybody, man. Hope y'all continue to like, share, comment, rate, review. And I mean, all the good stuff, man. We appreciate the love we've been getting, all the views we've been getting. And like I said, man, they try to slow us down, but they can't stop us, as y'all can see. Now, I mean, that's because of y'all. Now, I mean, our views is going up. Now, I mean, the more people try to do to stop us, the more y'all support us, man. I just like to thank y'all, man. I just like to thank y'all for that, man. And let me say to my homegirl, Ebony, you know what I'm saying? That's you know, we miss you, we love you. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you hold your head. Hopefully, I'll be able to talk to you soon. And just everybody, man, just thank y'all for the support, man. So, Woods, bro, man, it was good talking to you. Like I said, man, that hour and a half flew by, man. You know what I mean? It's time fly when you're having fun, man. So, I'll be hopefully be able to check in with you every now and again before we get back into football season. Like I said, man, I got a lot of things I'm trying to get done. I'm trying to line up in these next few months. So, like, when next season come, you know what I mean? I got a lot of ideas we're trying to execute and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, hopefully, we be able to get that done and kind of take this expansion team thing to the next level. You know what I mean?
All right. Sounds good, man. I appreciate it, man. Y'all be safe out there, man. And I always love being on the show, man. Good looking.
All right, man. Appreciate you, bro, man. Thanks for checking in with me, man. All right. I'll be talking to you later.
All right. All right, man. Be safe.
All right, you too.
You gotta get it. No love. No love. No love.